Welcome to episode 14 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Teresa Charis and Bianca Rose. Say hello, ladies.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hola, everybody. Shout out to everybody already watching us on our live on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you guys for joining. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show for today. But as you guys know, if you've watched any episode of It's No Secret, you know that we always start with our highs and lows. If you guys want to share your highs and lows, make sure to do that in the chat. The more you guys participate, the better our show is, to be honest with you. So as always, we are going to start with our lows, and I am going to start today. So my low is that I'm fucking bloated as fuck, man. Like, since yesterday. Just go away.
Welcome to Mother Nature.
On your period?
Yes. Yes. It sucks. Like, why don't they talk to us more about the shit that we're going to go through in our lives as women?
Because they don't care about what women go through.
They sure do.
Because they don't know.
The fuck. They don't know.
They can't talk about what they don't know.
They don't care to know.
To that point.
They don't care to know. You're absolutely right. But fuck. Yeah, that's my low.
Yeah.
Charis?
That sucks.
I know.
My low. Yeah, I guess I'll say the same, honestly. It's been a week. It's just dragging at this point. I'm like, could you go away already?
Are you on your period too?
Are you thinking through the computer?
I'm on my period too.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what happened.
Oh my god, we're cycle sisters.
We're just connecting through the computer waves. That's
insane.
Wild.
Yes, it's wild.
It's got to be new.
This should be an interesting episode.
We're going to call this episode the Red Light Special.
What do they call it in Amsterdam when it's like the prostitutes?
Oh, I know.
The Red Light District?
Yes, the Red Light District. Yes. Oh my God, look, when Cassandra on our Facebook said, same.
Girls, what are we doing?
Tanisha415 on our Instagram said, if men had periods, they would find a way to get rid of them. Ain't that the fucking truth?
Science, all of a sudden, right? Like, all of a sudden. Working to cure cancer, basically.
Right.
Okay, but the real question is, who started it? Because they're the alpha of the group. Have you ever heard of that? Like, whenever your cycle starts syncing up, or like, okay, well, whose period time was this originally? Because that's who's...
I think it was her. I just started yesterday.
Oh, shit.
We both started. She's the alpha.
Sorry.
I should be coming to a close tomorrow, hopefully.
I wish.
That used to happen a lot with me and my sisters. Like, all, like, us girls in the house. Yeah. It would be, like, hell, basically. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, B, what's your low?
My low is that my period came. Oh, but, except I'm not feeling the bloated. I'm feeling the cramps.
Oh. No,
I wasn't as bloated this month. It was more the cramps, and I was hungry as fuck. Like, I just want to eat everything in sight. Unacceptable.
Man, you guys have it so easy.
Okay, so we're clearly getting, like, all different symptoms then.
Yes. Ugh. I'm like, men are so fortunate. They don't even know it.
So fortunate. They have no clue.
Anyway, let's switch to our high. Okay, let, no mas. No mas period talk. My high. What's my high? Oh, this weekend on Saturday, we went to go watch one of our coworkers perform. He's a lead singer in a band. And so we went to this little outdoor bar called McIntyre's in San Antonio. Check them out. No, we're not sponsored, but we would love to be. It was really fun, though. Me and my husband got to get out of the house for a few hours with no kids. It was great. We hadn't gotten to do that in a long time. Long, long time. What about you, Char? What's your high?
My high for this week was Saturday. Mm-hmm. I attended my son's baseball team did a crab feed. And it turned out really nice, like a lot better than I expected. People were out just spending all their money buying raffle tickets, drinks, and everything. I'm like, these people are crazy. This is what y'all do for fun. Because I don't know if spending my money like this is what I do for fun. But it was a really, really nice event. And it was dope. It was just really dope to see that. And the boys had a good time. Even came, like, the boys got to serve the food to all the
tables and
stuff. And
were they in their uniforms?
Yeah, so it was really cute. And even Kaden was like, he just kept saying all the way home, like, I had such a good time. I had such a good time. I was like, I'm glad you had a good time. So, yeah, it was just really nice to see that all come together for them.
Aww.
I love that.
Me too. What's your high, Bianca?
Okay, well, Teresa, me and you are having the exact same week because I also was there at McIntyre's, except I probably don't remember as much as she does. But what I do remember, it was so much fun. But yeah, we all went to go celebrate and support our coworker who's in the band, and he and his band was amazing. And it was my first time at that place, and they were having like that St. Patty's Day kind of event going on. So that just made the event more like fun and interactive and just on theme, I guess. So that was pretty cool. I like it. I liked it. It was fun.
She also had a puppy in her boobs.
I did. I convinced one of my coworkers to bring his little puppy, and that little puppy was just so cold, and I was so warm. So I just like tucked her away into my little blouse.
Yeah, we happened to take like a group picture. Mind you, it was taken on my phone, and I didn't even notice that the puppy was in her boobs until today. So.
That's like she noticed it. She was like, when did you get the puppy in there? I was like, it was there the whole time.
It was all
time. You'd be surprised what my boobs can hold in there.
Real quick, just to catch us up on some comments here. Aiden Fire said, McIntyre San Antonio sponsor my girls. Yes, please.
Honestly, shout it out, McIntyre's. There's a couple locations, but North Star, whatever location. That one's a good one. I liked it.
And they had a Pluckers right next door. It's a win.
It was so convenient. I wish we would have went.
We should have gotten a Pluckers.
Next one.
All right. Aiden Fire also said, my high is that tomorrow is my Friday and the weather is actually really nice this week. So I'm going to be outside.
Ooh, we outside. Summer's already coming. So get used to that.
Yes. Jaded Contessa said, my high was seeing a coworker's wife.
Honestly, I love meeting like my coworker spouses because they're like secrets, right? Because you never see them. You only just hear about them. So
they're like,
they could be whatever like your imagination desires until you actually meet them. You're like, oh, you're real.
You're not what I expected, because that's normally how that happens.
Except don't say that out loud, because apparently that's
rude. It's offensive. Yes, that's offensive, guys. Please don't do that.
But we were all thinking it.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, it was a fun night though. We need to do stuff like
that. It was an unexpected team outing, basically, because I think like over half the team was there. Yeah. And that even surprised our coworker too. He even said after the fact, like, I thought maybe like 4 or 5 people would show up, maybe. And there was about 20 of us who went.
Yeah. He was really grateful. You should have seen him the next morning.
It was great.
Yeah, he was really grateful. Oh, Steve.
All right. Y'all are gonna have to like check my sound right now because my roommate's dog is barking, and I don't know if it's because they're home or if it's because there's an act of murder in the house and I'm just ignoring it.
Okay. I mean, if we see anything behind you, we'll let you know.
Call the cops. Keep streaming though.
Yes, we'll keep streaming. Keep that live evidence.
My last wish.
Oh man. Well, if you guys watched episode 13 of our show last week, you guys know we were playing a game called We're Not Really Strangers, where we basically got to answer some questions based off this like card game. It's like a get to know you type game. No, we're not sponsored by them, but we should be. And we're playing level 2, which is called connection. I'm sorry, I just got thrown off by Jennifer. She said I'm sneaking up on Bianca. Shh. She would too. That's why that's
the
funny.
The thing is, I also have like narrow, like tunnel vision, so I easily get scared.
You're fucked.
Someone can take me. Fucked. I'm not gonna lie, someone can take me.
You're fucked. But yeah, we're playing the connection level. So we had so much fun, especially with our listener interaction with the cards last week, that we decided we're going to bring them back today. So we're going to keep playing the game. But please, please answer the cards with us in the chat. Or if you want to even make up your own question for us to answer, feel free to do so as well. I will remind everybody, we do all get to play the Dig Deeper card. If you guys feel that any of our responses, Char's already shaking her head. If our responses are too surface level and you want us to dig deeper, say dig deeper and call out the name of the person in the chat as well, so we know who you're calling out in the card as well. All right.
And be careful, because I'll call y'all's name out too. Y'all dig deeper too.
And today I'm keeping my poker face so that the girls don't know how drastic these cards are when I
know, because we know Shari, she's alpha of the group right now. Last week she manifested her power going out. She left us at the end of the game. Can we talk about that before we start?
Seriously, no, can we?
That was powerful.
I asked a question and she was like, oh, sorry guys. I think my internet's acting up trying to get out of answering the question. And no joke, the next question, her power.
My internet went out.
Like, wow.
No, I hope my manifestation stays that well for these next few weeks, because, yeah, got some things in the works.
Jane Countessa said she is still waiting on compensation from you for last week's injury. You guys, if you haven't listened to last week's show, go rewatch it on YouTube. Yeah, one of Shari's comments made Jade Countessa fall off the treadmill and Michelle fall out of her chair. So yes. All right. Well, speaking of Shari's, we're gonna let her go first again.
Ooh, go Shari.
Okay. Since we alpha in it today, let's go on attack.
Okay. All right. If you could have it your way, who would you be with? Where would you be? And what would you be doing? So if you could have it your way, who would you be with, where would you be, and what would you be doing? So first one, who would you be with, Char?
My family.
Oh, where would you be?
Some place that I invent and create, because this is hell here. So it wouldn't be nowhere here. Somewhere tropical, beautiful, nice weather. Yeah, somewhere else.
What would you be doing?
Living fucking life.
What do you mean by living life?
Just enjoying life. Like, not the rat race, not the stresses, not just existing, but living.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Bianca, who would you be with, where would you be, and what would you be doing?
Immediately, my mind said James McAvoy in the Scotland Hills having a glass of wine.
Okay.
On two different platforms here.
Why?
Because, one, James McAvoy is my celebrity crush.
Okay. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. He's Scottish, so like that accent just... I'll fold for one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Just having a glass of wine, just because, you know, whatever happens, happens. Let's get deep and emotional. Let's have a conversation. Let's be laughing about life and crying about life and also just getting naked, whatever happens.
Whatever happens, what happens? Yeah,
whatever happens, happens. I'm manifesting that. Shari, if you can just manifest it with me, you've proven your powers.
I got you.
She went so sentimental when I was like, she started saying her answer, and I'm like,
am I going to change the line?
No.
No.
What about
you, Teresa?
Okay. If I could have it my way, who would it be? It would. I would definitely be somewhere with my husband. Just us. Love you, kids. Just us. Where would we be? On a beach somewhere. Not sure where exactly. Ooh, you know what? I'd be in one of those over the water, like the bungalows in the like
hammock thingies
in like Thailand or something. That's where I would be with the little, like, you know, the little separate pool, but you can also go into the ocean and it has your little hammock, like you said. Oh, yes, that's where I would be.
I'd be like that.
And what would I be doing? Mind your fucking business. Okay. That's what I'd be doing.
I'm sorry. This podcast is called It's No Secret, not Mind Your Fucking Business.
We'd be making up for some lost time since we've got children around, for sure. Drinking on something delicious, whether my allergies allow it or not.
You just need to make you a fuck me like a beast again.
Yes. Yes. That was a great drink, by the way.
That was.
I'm sorry. What is it called?
She's just like, wait, stop, context.
Oh, that registered too late.
There's a drink that we've made in the past, and it's called Fuck Me Like a Beast, and it is so good. I could see why that happens.
Yes.
Because you could drink it, and it's like you don't taste anything. You just keep drinking. But it's hella strong. It's got hella stuff in it.
Yes. Sounds dangerous.
It is.
Share with the class.
We have videos of people.
I'll find the recipe. On our story.
Yes.
It'll go up.
We have videos of people fucked up on our old podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Off that drinking that drink with us all day.
Like slurring, couldn't stand that.
Yes.
It was pretty bad.
Yes.
Okay, well, you're going to have to share that recipe with us and the viewers. So yep. That way those who have been with us, maybe on our 50th episode, we can just all collectively take that drink and be like, whatever happens.
Yes, with the listeners. Everybody can get fucked like a beast. No, yeah.
I'm a sucker for a drink with a good crafty or funny name.
Yes.
I think like one of my favorite drinks was a panty dropper.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't remember that night. And it was so much fun. I was actually at a strip club and I made it. And I was like, I get it. You're on theme.
Right, when she said that, all I heard was Trey Songz. This right here is a panty dropper.
Just catching us up on our comments because Jada Countessa is like, Sabrina Carpenter just felt a shiver. Bianca did not pick her. For those of you who do not know, Sabrina is going to be my like ex-wife, basically.
Yes, that's her future ex-wife.
Oh my gosh, she can get it over and over again. Please, please, please.
Said, please, please.
Such a lesbian for her. Oh my God.
Yes, she's a cutie though. She's a cute little white girl.
I had to make sure that she was old enough to be for me to be attracted to her. Because I'm like, hold on, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. You know how like some people sexualize like the 17, 18 year olds, and age gaps do make a difference to me. But I had to make sure that Sabrina Carpenter was like within range.
I not only have to make sure they're legal, but I'm like, they're too close to my son's age and not enough to mine.
You're in a weird place.
I'm in a really weird place. Aiden Fire said, I'd be on a beach every week, or on a different beach every week. I don't even need a house. I would just be traveling. That'd be nice.
I do like that.
Uh-huh. Go on one of those. They're like 6 month cruises and shit. Just all over the
people place. Live on cruises. I don't know how they can do that.
It's cheaper than rent.
Sure is.
Apparently it is.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta look into that.
It's cheaper than rent, at least for like the really long ones, like the 6 month, the 1 year, whatever. Yeah. Excuse me. Jada Contessa said she saw my husband's shoes. Yes. Go ahead, B.
Kaya, if you want to highlight her comments, that I would be with my husband and my cats back in Japan eating delicious food.
Mm.
I love how all of our listeners and all of us have like, oh, it's me in a different place. I already not like in that here. Traveling mindset. Not and here. I love that.
We all agree we would not be here.
We would need to do like an episode of like a traveling episode. Places that we've been, want to go, would never go.
Would never go.
Would never go.
That's an interesting one.
We have more drink options here.
Drink options.
Ooh, that part. Yeah. That drink was some lemon drops from Bianca. Guys, lemon drops are my drink. I drop it like it's hot.
She makes simple syrup, or makes Nikita make simple syrup.
I don't remember. I don't remember. That was a New Year's Eve thing. Shari's, I don't know if I had said it on the podcast, but I ended up making like a gallon of lemon drops. Yes. So we had to drink that, all of it. Can't let nothing go to waste. But lemon drops are my go-to drink.
Oh, look, Kaya said porn star shots are delicious.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out.
What is that? What's in it?
Do you ever go to like the liquor stores? Because they have like the porn stars. It's like those pre-made shots that come in like the 4 case kind of things. Mm-mm. Oh, so porn stars are really good.
I'm sure they are.
You can find those.
I love them.
See, Jada Contessa said those lemon drops are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gabe.
Gabe. Hi, honey.
Hey, nice seeing you Saturday.
Even Jada Contessa said, speak of the devil.
See, our viewers know each other too.
Yes, we're all turning.
We're making like a close-knit community.
Yeah. Okay, Shari just went. Your turn, B. Top or bottom?
Grandma power bottom.
Okay. All right. The bottom says, what is a dream you've let go of?
Mm.
I like how both of you just kind of. What is a dream you've let go of? So those of you guys watching, give us your answers in the chat too. What is a dream you've let go of?
That marriage and kids by 25 was not realistic.
Wait! Why was I just thinking the same thing? Like, being married by 25 is out the window.
Were you given that time frame too? My grandma would say, like, married and kids by 25. And by 25, I was like, grandma would be so mad at me right now.
Y'all are crazy.
I literally was just thinking, like, being married by 25 is out the window.
It's a lot harder than what she made it out to be.
That came in.
She's like, yeah, you can do it. You can get married twice by 25. And I'm like, but nobody likes me.
Nobody likes me. Oh, jeez. Aiden Fire said she'd let go of being a bartender.
I would still kind of want to be a bartender.
I feel like that'd be fun. I'm too old for that shit, though, now.
I was a bartender for a hot minute.
Ooh. Jada Contessa, the traditional wife / mother. That's a good one.
See?
Tanisha 415 said, I let go of getting my pilot's license. Go fly that plane, girl.
Tanisha, have you ever ridden on the and like not piloting, but like co-pilot or as passenger and like helicopter, those small plane rides kind of things? I know one of our coworkers said that she was able to fly a plane with like an instructor nearby. So I know that they might do that. Tanisha, your dream might not be dead.
It might not be dead. So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
All right. What is the dream I've let go of? Becoming a famous singer. That used to be my dream when I was little.
Really?
Yeah.
She could do it if she wanted to.
That's why
I was like, be for real. Can you sing? Do you think you can?
No, I haven't practiced those muscles in a long time.
Can she sing? Yes. Teresa can sing her ass off. Don't let her fool you.
It's been a long time, though.
She can sing.
I think that's why I cry when I watch all those like singing competitions and stuff. When people start sharing their stories, I'm like,
you're such a sucker. I love it.
I really am. Damn kids. I blame the children.
You was doing the hormones. Had them kids. Wasn't complaining then.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was immaculate conception each time.
Right.
Do you do karaoke, or would you do karaoke?
Oh my God, I love going to karaoke. She loves it.
Yeah.
Love
it. See, if we can't follow our dreams, at least supplement them a little bit.
Right. I used to go to karaoke all the time. That was my idea of going out, was going to a karaoke bar.
Gotta do that.
Yes. I used to go to Dad's here in San Antonio. All the fucking time.
Everyone talks about Dad's. I've only been to Who's Who karaoke.
That's their sister karaoke bar.
Gotcha. Mm. Cool.
Catch me a Dad's.
We'll go next time. Yeah.
Shari. Hi. What is a dream you've let go of? Even though she already stole yours.
Well, she took that one, so she can have it. and I'm well past 25, so that was
a little bit. Just a little bit. It's just a little bit.
I would say I'm not going to let that one go. Not just yet. I'm going to hold on to that one a little longer.
I laughed a little too hard.
I would say actually being married.
You've let go of that. You know what? I can't talk because I'll be honest with you. During that time when I met Gabe, my now husband, I said I was done. I said no more. I'm never getting married. None of that. So maybe this is because it's about to happen.
Maybe. All right, Shari's manifest.
I'm trying manifest. That one hasn't worked. I'm manifesting that. It hasn't happened yet. I mean, I know it's on other people's timing, not mine, but you know. Yeah.
Seriously, you got a whole fan.
No, FYI, don't let these people hype you up, Bianca. I can't sing that good, okay? I am mediocre at best.
Anyone who has evidence of this, please post it so that It's No Secret Podcast Instagram can share it.
Don't post it.
She's not the only one with access to the account. We got it.
Got you.
God damn it. Anyway, look, even Jada Contessa was like, send it over. All right, my turn. I'm going to do the top. Oh, that's a wild card. Ready? Here we go. What title would you give this chapter in your life? Oh, I would give this chapter of my life the title of Peace. Peace. And I mean it like in any way, like whether it's peace in my household, peace that we fucking need in the world. Or peace, like peace out, because my boundaries have been set a lot more in the last like probably a year, year and a half or so. So that's what I would call this chapter in my life. Peace, motherfuckers. Sorry?
This chapter would be called Make Me Over.
Make Me Over. Okay, why?
Explain.
Because I'm really trying to go through this whole revamp. I know who I am and who I'm gonna be. I gotta do a little bit more digging to find her and to get her. So it's just all about a makeover. It's me making me over.
Internally, externally, all of it.
All of it.
Okay.
I like that.
I do too. What about you, Bianca? What is the title you would give this chapter in your life?
I am in the middle. I gave this title, believe it or not, a couple years ago. So I'm at the tail end of this chapter. But I called it my quarter life crisis.
Oh, man. That's a real thing.
Just
I
because,
want people to know that. Yeah.
Since I started, at 25 to now, recently just turned 30. So I'm at that cusp end of that. Of my 20s, obviously, right? So 20s, all the mistakes and lessons that you learned. It's like, shit, I fucked up. Now, how do I clean that up? I'm talking my reassessing my goals, where I'm at in life, my expectations of myself, my habits that I created, what ones I want to keep or break, and realizing my financial state of mind and what it is actually learning about my credit score and loans and buying a house, all things like that.
Just in school,
everything that I did in my 20s, I have to clean it up. So yeah. I'm in that stage of my life. So it's the tail end of quarter life crisis.
That shit is a real thing. I don't think people understand. You do go through that phase. And if you didn't, I mean, kudos to you. But, I definitely went through my fuck-up phase where I was I didn't give a fuck. I did what I wanted when I wanted.
I moved around a lot in my 20s. So, from homes and spending money to move, and just like that state of mind of never settling down or never getting comfortable enough to want to settle down, mm-hmm. Has really made an impact on like more areas of my life, is like state of mind and habits and like my comfortability. Like these plants that I have in my office, I just got 2 months ago, and I've been in this house for almost a year.
Yeah.
So like the habits that I made in my 20s are something that I need to become self-aware of, be held accountable, and then try to like see what changes I want to make. So that's that chapter of my life right now.
Oh my God. You're there.
Go ahead. Don't go through that though. Like you don't grow. Like you have to go, you got to grow through it, right? Mm-hmm. Not go through it. You got to grow through it. And I think it's very important that people go through that fuck it, I don't care phase, because it teaches you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you, you know, whether that's who you're okay with being or you don't mm-hmm. want to be, or, you know, just anything and advice you can give other people that you meet. Like you have to really just go through things, I think.
I cannot agree more. Like it teaches you not just about life, but about who you are
mm-hmm.
as a person, yeah. you know,
who you're trying to be or want to be.
Right.
And who you realistically are. Cause you know, it's like those alarms. I set 2 alarms, one for who I want to be and one for who I really am
in the morning.
mm-hmm. Yep. Real quick, we got a couple people that shared their titles in our chat over here. So Kaya A said experience would be her title. That's interesting. Jada Contessa said big girl shit. Amen. She also said adulting in a new world.
Ooh,
I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a class for college. That should be the title of a class for college.
if they taught you real shit in school.
Yeah, honestly. Yes.
That'd be great. And then Aiden Fire said her chapter would be unlocked, new level, new mindset.
That's dope.
I like it.
That is dope.
We all have a theme on this, though. Let's like take a moment to realize that we're all growing and learning at different stages in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It never stops.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? The mindset in everyone is still the same, because it's like, no, I'm changing things. I want to learn. I want to grow. So
I want to be the best version of me.
Yeah. Cheers to us and the viewers.
Yes. Cheers. All I have is coconut water.
Oh, that's going to give me an excuse to drink. Cheers. Yeah,
there you go. There you go. All right, Shari, while she drinks, top or bottom?
Bottom.
Bottom. All right. Are you missing anyone right now? Do you think they are missing you too?
Nope and nope.
How can you say no to the second question if you're not missing anyone? That's such bullshit.
Because you said, are they missing you? No. Nobody's missing.
The first question
you.
Is, are you missing anyone right now? You said no.
No.
That's a lie.
That's such
How
a
is that a lie?
That is a lie. Yes. Dig How deeper. Is that a lie? Dig deeper.
Dig deeper. Where the hell? It ain't nothing there.
Yes.
You'll find Go someone there.
I might. That's
You'll find the person you're bad. Missing in there. No, just
somewhere bad. I probably would.
You'd probably find the person you're missing in there.
Probably.
So you're really not missing anybody right now?
No.
Mentirosa.
Mentirosa.
And you said, do you think they're missing you too? You said no.
No.
You really think that? God, I wish I could throw something at you right now.
Facts.
God. Yeah, thank you, Bianca. Thank you. I'm about to kick her out real quick. No, just kidding.
Why? Listen, you asked me a question. I answered it, okay?
I guess.
I'm going to need our viewers to get a shovel and tell her to dig deeper, because.
Dig, bitch, dig. I'm going to let you simmer on that one. Okay, Bianca, are you missing anyone right now?
I am.
Who are you missing?
I'm actually missing my grandmother, who is passed away. Because talking about life and growing.
Does it remind you of your grandma talking
about? Yes, very much.
Oh. Do you think she's missing you right now?
Absolutely. I was her favorite. And I don't care what any of my family says.
You claim it, girl. You claim it. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing, B.
Anytime that's something big, small, happy, sad. Meet her there.
Aw.
I'm sorry. The comment just took me out. The song.
Do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single?
Are you single?
Go to the comment under.
So you gotta dig a little deeper.
Princess Tiana. You gotta dig a little deeper.
You gotta dig a little deeper. We're letting her simmer on that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anyone right now? Absolutely. My middle child. She's living with her pappy right now. We miss her every day. Her little sister reminds us that she's not here on a regular basis. So that doesn't help. Do you think they're missing you too? She better be. I mean, I don't know. She does have a lot of fun with her dad, but you know, I hope so. Who am I kidding? She misses me too.
How often do you talk to her?
I usually FaceTime with her on the weekends, and then we'll text here and there throughout the week. I try not to bother her because she's, you know, the time difference, and then she's in extracurricular activities after school and stuff like that. I want her to do her homework. She's a straight A honor roll student right now.
That's right. Good.
So yes, I miss my Chulita Lita, my little baby. Shari, are you ready to answer this question, honestly?
Dig it up. Oh.
No question.
Are you missing anyone right now?
No.
Liar.
Why am I lying?
Because you miss somebody. You miss somebody.
I don't have time to miss anybody right now. I'm trying to get my own shit together. I mean, y'all are. Yeah, but I can't sit and wallow in that space right now.
I'm not saying wallow. Please don't wallow. That's not healthy.
Well, I can't sit and just be in that space right now. Right now, my focus is me. Okay. If I miss anybody, I miss who I want to be.
Okay. There we go. See? That's better.
Y'all know my fucking nerves.
All right, Bianca, top or bottom, since we finally got something out of her. You're muted.
And it better not be a stupid question.
You're right. I was muted. let's go top.
Top. Oh, Island Diva said me season.
Mm. Yes. Me season.
That's right.
All right, B. Ready?
Go poker face.
What is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself? This is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. So for those of you guys listening and watching, what is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself? Put it in the chat. Let us know. While Bianca ponders. No, just kidding.
I would have to say my sense of humor.
Okay.
I think I'm really funny.
You make us laugh too.
I think my ability to make a joke out of everything. It might be a trauma response sometimes, but it's what get me through it. And that's what gets us through it. So the jokes are going to keep coming.
Yeah.
Oh, we appreciate it.
We do. We definitely do. Along your same lines, Jada Countessa said, my playfulness. Yes. See? Yes. A good sense of humor is very important. So I'm glad you said that, B.
Yeah. Personality is a strong character, guys.
Yes.
Not this good. She has a really good personality.
Stupid. Getting out with you. Something I wouldn't want to change about myself. I'm easy to talk to, I guess. Like, a lot of people come to me even when I like first meet them, which is kind of strange sometimes, but a lot of people come to me and just kind of unload sometimes. And I know how good it feels for me to do that sometimes. So I'm glad that I can be that for other people. Yeah. I like it.
You are like easy to talk to.
Yeah. I feel like
I'm not a therapist.
I feel like I'm not as judgmental as some people maybe sometimes.
Just kidding.
It was a quick flicker.
She didn't even hesitate to point at herself, though.
I don't judge. I just have an opinion. I think there's a difference.
Is there? Is there,
though? I'm going to have a thought on it, but I'm not going to tell you that, like, what you're doing is bad. I'm just saying. Let's think on this one.
Shari, what is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself?
I would say my ability to love even after being hurt.
Interesting.
That's so sweet.
It's sweet, but it's also kind of sad because it's like,
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it. Fuck it.
It's dangerous.
That can be dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, it's like a catch 22 thing, right?
Right. But, it's a double edged sword.
I think my willingness to want to continue to love, I wouldn't want to change that.
Because it just reminded me of what I said about my mom last week. I said my mom's, yeah. I admire her ability to always be kind no matter what she's gone through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me actually remind me of my grandma, because I used to be like, oh my God, I hate this person. She's like, hate is a very strong word. And I never want to hear you say that.
Hate is a very strong word.
I still stand by that. I'm like, I will never say that I hate somebody, because that's such a strong word, but love is even stronger. So the fact that you can still do that.
I'm a firm believer that you can only hate somebody that you love, because the emotions are that big.
Ooh. And that, my friends, is the truth. The only people you can ever get to that point with, like, truly,
it's somebody that you truly
love the shit out of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Bombs today.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya earlier mentioned, especially in today's world, we need humor, to Bianca's comment. She said, "Big sis Teresa, face red heart shape."
Like that.
Yeah. And she said, you can judge. Those are just inside thoughts.
Yes. My problem is that my inside thoughts make faces outside. So
No, I have a pretty good poker face when people are talking to me. I judge. If people could read my mind. Lord Jesus Christ. Jada Contessa said, resilience and openness to the possibility. Yes. I love that. Openness is a really good one, actually, as far as something to, like, not change about yourself. Being open-minded and open to new things is such a, like, advantage in life, I feel. It's like a cheat code. Jada Contessa also said, agree to disagree about only being able to hate someone you love. Oh, she's challenging the play.
there's a flag
being thrown. No, but yeah, I definitely believe that, because I've never even gotten close to feeling hatred towards people that I didn't, like, deeply care
about
first. Yeah,
I mean, you could not like people, be like, right. Ooh, like, get on my damn, like,
right.
There's still some level of, like, I don't like you, and it could be a very high level of I don't like you, but, like, to hate somebody. Like, yeah. I don't know how you have that much passion. Like, hate is a very passionate word.
Yes.
It's a very strong word.
Mm-hmm.
And that much passion has to come from, it's a fine line. I always say there is a thin line between love and hate. And that's real, because you can only hate somebody that you loved.
And if you think that you hate somebody, I would say reassess what it is that you hate about them and see what feelings you're actually feeling. Like, is that hate or is that fear? Or what is that worry? Is that anger? Like, what is hate, you know?
Where is it coming from? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's why I think I agree with Shari, is because for me, in the situations where I've even considered saying, like, I hate someone, or thinking it, like, God, I fucking hate them. It was like, it, when you dig for that feeling, it came from fucking loving the shit out of them, you know? So, yeah.
All right. One more.
Bianca, top or bottom?
Wait, I didn't. I just won.
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Oh, my bad.
Look at it. It's you, girl.
All right. I'm doing the bottom, by the way.
Okay.
What's the most pain you've ever been in that wasn't physical? It would definitely be emotional. And I think it is the feeling of betrayal. Like, for me, I have trust issues. Okay. I come to the table letting everybody know I have trust issues. Okay. So when I do fully trust someone, like, I fully trust. And when I feel betrayed, like, to me, that is the worst feeling in the world. Like, I mean, I've gone through losing people, but I feel like death is a natural thing. Like, it's a part of life. You know what I mean? Like, so although, don't get me wrong, it's still very painful. For me, the feeling of betrayal, like, just, I don't know, like, it lingers in a different way than letting go of someone has for me. That's why I always say, like, the one thing I hate more than anything is a liar. So, like, it's just that feeling of betrayal. That's probably been the most emotional pain I've ever been through that I can think of right now. Shari? Oh, go ahead, Bianca.
No, I said Shari.
Okay. Jinx, you're mean.
I think it's emotional as well. But for me, I would say it is grief. And you know, you go through different types of grief for different people in different situations, but I've had some very close people. My stepdad being one that I lost, when I was actually pregnant with my son. And that was a very hard, hard thing to get through, just for different reasons, resentment, you know, just
all the stages of grief.
Yeah, like, obviously, yeah. Like, when you go through that, you go through that. And then I went through another really hard time battling where I questioned everything. I questioned God. I questioned my faith. I questioned life and everything. I lost my nephew when he was a year and a half old. And so, like, those two spaces of grief, like, when I've lost other people, and yeah, I could say the same thing, like, grief in that way didn't really disturb me. But losing a parent and a baby, that is a different level. And like a baby who's like a child to me, like, that's a different level of grief. So I would say that is the most painful things I've ever been through.
Yeah. I haven't experienced grief of like a parent or a child or anything.
That's what I say. I think it's different.
Yeah.
I think when you experience that, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aiden Fire said, I don't like this card. Is there a skip option? You gave us the damn cards. No, right. And Jada Contessa sent her condolences. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. All right, Bianca.
Mine's is going to have to be similar to Shari's. It's grief. Painful when I lost both of my grandparents in the same year. I was living with them at the time. So I basically lost a father figure. And then, you know, 10 months later, I lost my mother figure and I felt like lost. So it was that like continuation.
Yeah. What do you think helped you guys get through that?
Do you really?
No, because I'm about to cry right now. I hate this card.
I mean, I think with grief, I think when they tell you time, I don't think that that's true. I think that the pain doesn't go. Like they say, it gets better with time. I don't think it gets better with time. I think you learn to live with it through time. You learn to accept the fact that they're not here, and whatever relationship you have, like spiritually or religiously, like you hold on to certain aspects of that, right? Like you believe people still are around, their spirits are here, they're, you know, things like that. But I think that I don't know what, I can't really say like what helps you get through it. I just think that you either choose to live life differently because of those things. And you know, you make better choices, and you do, you know, you don't, and T, you know, you were around me around that time. You know, that I lost my nephew. So it was a weird space to be in, but I chose to continue to live my life because it's like, you know, he's not going to get the opportunity to do that, or, you know, and sadly I've lost them both to cancer. So
yeah,
that was a rough thing, you know, but it's like, you have to make the choice and be reminded that whether you're 41 years old or you're a year and a half years old, like we're not promised to be here. So what are you doing to make your life count? What are you doing to, you know, say when you leave here, I live my life to the fullest, you know, like you have to make those different choices. So I think it's more about what it taught me versus how did I deal with it. I think it was just the pushing through.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's reassessing the relationships that I had at the time, because losing both of my, you know, parental figures actually, it didn't force me, but it made me realize that I wasn't close with my mom in the way that I was with them. And it was a hard conversation for me and my mom to have. I'm like, you're all I have left. Like,
yeah,
you're stuck with me and I'm stuck with you.
Yeah.
And that actually brought me and my mom's relationship way, way better than what it was or how it could have ever been. So with some, you know, grief, there was some, you know, silver lining to those kind of things.
But you have to commend yourselves for that, because those silver linings were there because you saw them. You know what I mean? A lot of people, especially during grief, choose to not pay attention to those things or look away and deal with things in much more unhealthy ways. So kudos to both of you guys for answering my extra question there. real quick, Jaded Countessa said, realizing that I wasn't going to start a new life with someone, I had to go back to ask for my job and apartment. Oh, damn.
That has to be scary.
Yeah.
Like to be caught off guard, I would assume, like that, and just like, I saw my life one way and all of a sudden it's not.
Right.
Yeah. And when it's like so many things at once, you just kind of feel like, you know, what's that saying? Like the carpet's getting pulled up from under you. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Jaded Contessa, to hear that. That's tough. Because restarting is hard in any aspect, let alone multiple aspects of your life.
Yeah, because you basically restart your life twice. One when you think you're going, and then one when you realize that you're staying. You let everything go the first time. So your new life is picking everything back up and seeing, is it where it's left off, or am I starting over here?
Right.
So you're starting over twice, basically.
Yeah. Man. Well, kudos to you, because like you said earlier, you do keep your playfulness. So thank you, Jaded Countessa. Telling my mom to cancel the party was the worst. Oh, yeah.
But telling everyone to still send the gifts.
Cannot.
You gotta make a joke of everything.
I'm sorry.
It's her defense mechanism. And we're actually at the top of the hour, so it's a good way to shift gears there. But real quick, just I want to say thank you to you ladies for being so vulnerable and allowing everyone watching and everyone who's going to listen into a little piece of your world there. So thank you guys for doing that with me here.
And she would be so proud of me for being vulnerable.
She would. I was actually going to tell you that earlier. Like, your therapist would be so proud of you right now. But yeah, thank you to everyone watching, everyone who participated. We highly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Aiden Fire's given a little message there for Jaded Contessa, so I wanted to display it. But she said, oh, Jaded Contessa hugs.
Can you do your little hug thing?
We're never going to let that one out.
That's how she's hugging you right now. That's how she's hugging you right now. Any shout outs, ladies, before we go? Before we cut off our Instagram?
Just the people who comment, who chime in with us and, you know, keep the conversation going. It definitely makes the show what it is.
Yes, it does.
Again, the interactions make the show, because it could be just us three, but it's more fun with everybody else.
Yeah. It could just be us sitting here trying not to cry.
Or
it could be us three crying and people still on their phones.
But yes, thank you guys so much. If you're not following us on all of our platforms, Bianca, how can they find us?
If you're not already, or if you know someone who is not already, then you can tell them to like us, follow us, and subscribe to us on our social media. That's Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast. And follow us on TikTok still at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you can't join us for our live stream every Wednesday, then you can definitely listen to us every Sunday on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
I'm all dancing to it now. I'm like,
She's gonna be rapping it.
Oh man.
Definitely. Well, again, thank you guys for tuning in. And remember, it's no secret.
Bye.
Bye.